Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. One of the big beef industry stories of 2010, the so-called gypsum marketing rule being debated. We're back on that in just a moment.
Sometime today, Gary Johnson will spend a few minutes thinking about how to make the world a better place. The Enid, Oklahoma farmer knows his involvement in Farm Bureau means he can propose an idea today and see it become policy for the state's largest farm organization tomorrow. Now, this kind of grassroots involvement is why Farm Bureau is regarded as the voice for Oklahoma agriculture. Now, if this sounds good to you, visit the nearest County Farm Bureau office today and learn how we are feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, started at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact Jeff Berkwin, 806-886-3145. 806-886-3145. One of the biggest, if not perhaps the biggest story of the year for the beef cattle industry here in 2010, coverage of the so-called GPSA marketing rule that was proposed by USDA back in June. We've had a tremendous volume of comments pro and con on the GPSA rule between June and November to USDA. Tremendous number of comments during the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Department of Justice workshop in Colorado back at the end of August. And at that particular workshop, we heard from a lot of the folks that are opposed to GPSA's marketing rule proposal, as well as big proponents of the GPSA rule. One of the big proponents, Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, who says it's all about preserving the cash marketplace.
Well, if we've read these rules, we see that they are a very important first step in restoring competition. They address the lack of accountability in the marketplace. They do this by clarifying that a producer doesn't have to prove that their neighbors were harmed if that producer was harmed by a packer in order to seek protections under the Act. Secondly, it addresses the lack of documentation within the industry. And that is that there is inadequate information in order for USDA to ensure that the packers are complying with the Packers and Stockyards Act.
Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, one of the big supporters of the GPSA marketing rule. Detractors of the GPSA marketing rule, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, National Chicken Council, all say that this is a very costly rule. USDA needs to do an economic analysis. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has agreed to have a detailed economic analysis done by the agency. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says that will delay probably the final word from USDA on this marketing rule until well into 2011.
We're very pleased to see the Secretary has taken the action to really review these comments thoroughly. That way we understand exactly what all the issues are from both sides. He also committed to put together some content teams to review this from a policy and legal perspective. And he also committed to have Joe Glauber, the chief economist at USDA, do an economic review, which is something we've been asking for quite some time. So the steps that he lined out, we think, are definitely promising.
Colin Woodall with NCBA. One other gentleman that's going to be weighing in on this issue, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, new chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. He promises oversight hearings on this subject, saying that USDA has ignored the intent of Congress in the 2008 farm law.
But the GPSA rule is contrary to the will of Congress, contrary to the opinion of the courts in past cases. I just don't think it's good for us.
Stay tuned. More to come in 2011. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
You're invited to the Oklahoma Soybean Expo, January 19th at the Wes Watkins International Center at Oklahoma State University. Registration begins at 8 o'clock, and you don't want to miss some excellent speakers, including Dan Smith of Top Third Marketing. Don't miss the Oklahoma Soybean Expo coming up January 19th at Oklahoma State University. For more information, call 918-343-2326. That's 918-343-2326.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.